Yes, Ms. Myra.
Hi, Veronica. How are you today?
I was just calling you because they gave me another client, Ms. Pat, and Ms. Nina said that she was my coordinator. I said, oh, she's going to wind up being my coordinator again. I just seen the text. That's why I called you.
For Audrey Patrick.
But her phone is keep being messed up because I'm trying to get, because I start Tuesday. And I only be on Tuesday from 9:30 to 5:30, right? Because that'll make my all my hours.
Yes, 9:30 to 5:30, yes.
And, but what I'm saying is her phone is messed up, and I want to know. I keep calling her, but I told her about Monday because I want to know, because she was saying the 26th. I don't think she knows about the buses because I was just going to call up Monday and find out how to get there from my mom my mother's house.
Yeah. Well, I usually do not reach out to the patient, but to her daughter, Teresa. I can give you her number if you like.
Oh, the daughter?
Yep.
Don't you go test. I could have walked right down the damn street. I get off here, right? Wait, I'm on the bus. Go ahead, Miss Mavis. Say that again. I'm on the bus. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead, Miss Mavis. Say that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, it's okay.
Well, I can text you the number if you like. That way you can have it there.
Have it for who? The daughter? Because I can't hardly, because Miss Mavis' phone, I mean, Miss Patrick's phone keep messing up and stuff. And I think she gave me the wrong way. I'm going to call. Just text me the number. I'll call the daughter, and I'll call you Monday. Because it's Friday. All right, I'll talk to you Monday. But just text me the number, and I'll call the daughter Monday.
Okay, will do.
Okay, so you'll be hearing from me then, okay?
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.